Certainly glad that you're here tonight, especially those that are visiting with us. We would invite you to take a Bible and to follow along with us. And if not, then certainly you can use your phone or anything else you might have that has a Bible on it. We appreciate you being here tonight. We appreciate the visitors being here tonight. Looking out, we have several people visiting with us tonight. And certainly we're glad that you're here. Since we have been doing the songs as well on the screen, I've been trying to get the sermons to Jason a little bit quicker than normally I would. And with the death of Judy this week, it was even a situation of even having to get sermons even quicker than normal to Jason, even though he didn't get the sermons till just last night. But when I was at the cemetery the other day at Christian Chapel, and we were doing the burial ceremony, as I was leaving, one of the fellows who went to church where I preached there 30-some years ago, he said, "Rob," he said, "you know," he said, "out here in this section," Judy was buried in a brand new section, just a couple of graves. "But in the older section just filled with graves." And he said, these are my heroes. And I thought about that as we were leaving the cemetery that day. I decided to go home and to Google heroic rescues. You can Google anything anymore, so you know we don't have to wonder about anything in the car as we're talking along. Lynn just says, "Well, hold on, I'll look that up and find out what that is." So I decided to Google rescues, and there were just billions of rescues on Google concerning people that have been rescued. I don't know if they're repeat videos or not, but just maybe thousands upon thousands, if they are repeated, of people that are doing heroic deeds. And it might be that of being rescued from a fire. Watch one about a baby being thrown down. You know, that's certainly exciting in its own way. Maybe people being rescued from drowning, being rescued in a lake, or being rescued in the ocean. People being rescued from sharks out in the ocean that you would see, or people being rescued from automobiles that might be on fire. But out of all those videos that I watched, not one, I don't know if I could have gone through all million of those videos, it's all a video of someone being rescued from sin. Very interesting to me, the thoughts that people have. And certainly this is the greatest tragedy that anyone can suffer. Being lost in sin. Some rescued are rescued by professionals. Other people are just rescued by bystanders that were just there in that place. And if someone was injured while rescuing someone else, oh, they would receive some sort of praise for that. And if someone would even die in a rescue, you just think about how they would be remembered by a community, maybe be remembered by the city of Louisville if it happens here. If you were rescued by someone, what would you want to do? In fact, with heroes, How do you repay a hero? If someone if someone rescued your child. Hannah down here is getting ready to have a baby here pretty soon. If someone rescued her child from something, how would those families feel about the person that rescued that child? I take you to the song that Kyle sung just a moment ago, and we're going to look at it tonight. I don't normally do this with a song, but we're going to do it tonight. The song is "Something for Thee." The first line goes, "Savior, thy dying love thou gavest me." Now he is going to save us from the loss of our soul. We talked about our soul this morning. And he's going to open to us eternal life. But he says, "Savior, thy dying love thou gavest me." Then we see in the song our response in the song. And our response in the song is, "Nor should I aught withhold." Nor should I aught withhold. In our vernacular, there's not anything. There's not anything that I should withhold from you. That's the idea here in the song. "Dear Lord, from thee, in love my soul would bow, my heart fulfill its vow." He says, some offering bring thee now, something for thee. The question is, though, what can we give? What can we give Jesus? Just to look at some of the passages here in Joel, but in chapter 22 and in verse 2, he asks a question: can a man be profitable to God? Or in Psalm and in chapter 50, verses 10 through 12, it says, "Every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness." He says as well in Acts 17, verse 25, on Mars Hill, "Nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives us to all life and breath and all things." What can I give to Jesus? It's interesting, as we sing this song, there's really four verses to the song. We sang three tonight. Brother Stevens, he decided to put three verses in the song. There is a fourth verse, and the fourth verse is actually the second verse of the song. So let's look at that for a minute. The second verse of the song is, "At the blessed mercy seat, pleading for me, my feeble faith looks up, dear Lord, to thee." We see over in Hebrews chapter 7, as he talks about Jesus, our high priest, and as he sits on the right hand of the throne of God, in chapter 7 and in verse 25, chapter 7, verse 25, it says, "Therefore, He is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. Again, what is He doing? Well, at the Blessed Mercy Seat, pleading for me. My feeble faith looks up, dear Lord, to Thee. Again, now the response. The response, our response. Help me the cross to bear. Thy wondrous love declare. Some song to raise or prayer. Something for Thee. In Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 29. Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 29. Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 29. It says in verse 29, for to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake. If someone suffers because they are suffering for Jesus, He says in another passage, let him glorify God. Thy wondrous love declare. In Mark and in chapter 5 and in verse 19. Mark chapter 5 and in verse 19. Mark chapter 5 and verse 19. It says in verse 19, and he did not let him, but he said to him, go home to your people and report to them the great things that the Lord has done for you and how He has had mercy on you. To tell other people. That's our response in the song. As He states here at the beginning, as He is at the mercy seat, you tell others. You tell others about His wondrous love. He says, some song to raise or prayer. These two verses are found in Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 19. And usually we talk about this from the standpoint of instrumental music to prove our point on that. But he says in verse 19 and verse 20, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Is this what you were doing tonight? A song to raise or a prayer. A prayer is found in verse 20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. And then in Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 8. Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 8. Revelation 5, verse 8, it says, and when he had taken the book, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb, each one holding an harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. The altar close to the Holy of Holies. And the incense that would permeate the Holy of Holies. And as he talks about with us, the prayer, a sweet smelling savor to God. Let's sing verse 2.
At the blessed mercy seat, pleading for me. My feeble faith looks up, dear Lord.
What can I do? Well, in verse 3, he says, give me a faithful heart, likeness to thee. Imitation. They say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. We think that when children imitate us, as parents or grandparents, it's very gratifying in what they do. If it's something good they're doing, of course. But in John and in chapter 3, John chapter 3 and in verse 15, John 3 and in verse 15, he says in verse 15, John 3, John 13, verse 15, excuse me, John 13, verse 15, for I gave you an example that you should also do as I did to you. What more can we do? That each departing day, henceforth may see. Our days are numbered. I'm sure you get to the point to where you start thinking how many autumns do I have left to see? How many beautiful springs are going to bloom before I'm finally called away? So he says, some work of love begun. In John 9 and in verse 4, he says, we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is still day. Night is coming when no man can work. We see in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, as Peter was talking to Cornelius, that Jesus went about doing good. Some deed of kindness done. Over in Matthew, some of the last things that Jesus says before he dies on the cross. In Matthew chapter 25 and in verse 34 beginning, Matthew 25 verse 34 beginning, it says, then the king will say to those on the right, come, you are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. Naked, you clothed me. Sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, feed you, thirsty, and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in? Naked, or clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it unto me. Some deed of kindness done. Some wanderer sought and one. And Luke, and in chapter 15 and in verse 7. Luke 15 verse 7, it says, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 persons who need no repentance. Something for thee. Well, finally, we get to the end of the song. The end of the song about eternity. all that I am and have, thy gift so free. In joy, in grief, through life, dear Lord, for thee. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Here a lot of times in our culture today, well, it's my body and I can do with it what I want. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. And when thy face I see, I guess one of the greatest parts of the song, my ransomed soul shall be. My ransomed soul, your ransomed soul, he treasures you and me. Through all eternity, something for thee. So what am I worth to him? I am a gift of love. And I am a product of his mission. In 1 Timothy and in chapter 1. And in verse 15, it's a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. And in Ephesians chapter 3 and in verses 10 and 11. Ephesians 3 verses 10 and 11. So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. Not here. In heaven. To the angels. To all the created beings. That this is in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. The plan to redeem man. And finally, and it's your invitation and mine. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. It means you deny yourself, control of yourself. You take up the cross daily and you follow him or follow me. I hope this helps you the next time you sing this song, because there's so much meaning many times behind the songs that we sing, and sometimes we just lose sight as we get involved in just singing the song. We would encourage you tonight that if you need to respond to the truth, to come right now while together we stand, while we sing.